From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Cancel. We're playing this week with Jesse Klein, Tom Beaudet, and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Music Center at Strathmore in North Bethesda, Maryland, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, guys. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. How are you, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
Hey, this is Landon calling from New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans. How are things in New Orleans? One of my favorite cities there is.
It is hot.
What do you do there?
I ride in a carnival parade.
You do? You ride in a Mardi Gras float?
I do, yeah. Crew of Tote.
Crew of what?
The crew of Tote.
Of Tote.
Tote.
Toad?
Toth.
T-H-O-T-H.
Oh, Toth.
Toth, yeah. It's an Egyptian god, half ibis, half man.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. God, sorry.
Crew of Tote is the NPR float every year.
Well, welcome to the show, Landon.
Thanks.
You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Landon's topic?
Can't we all just get along?
Political rivalries are as old as time, of course, but this week our panelists are going to tell you about two political nemeses bridging the divide and coming together in an unexpected way. Guess the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. You ready to play?
Estoy listo.
He's bilingual.
That's right.
All right. Let us hear first from Mr. Charlie Pierce.
In the East Hedgepath by-election in Surrey, Labour candidate Martin Smith Pigott and Tory standard bearer Walter Godolphin have both been enthusiastically touting their up-from-the-bootstraps biographies. Both men were orphans, and the campaign had been an exercise in who could out-orphan the other. Godolphin, for example, had a television ad in which he touted his superiority in that he had been adopted after Smith Pigott and therefore had been an orphan longer. "We'll have no adoptees come lately," he thundered. That all came to an end last week when the local newspaper hired a genealogist to trace the ancestry of local celebrities. Naturally, both candidates eagerly signed up, and it was revealed that they actually were twin sons separated at birth from their teenage mother and sent to different foster families in the area. The two men then made a joint appearance with their biological mother and their stepmoms and stepdads and promised all the moms that they would behave henceforth, quote, like brothers should. "Oh, Lord," said their mother, "not that."
Two rivals discovering they're actually brothers separated at birth. Your next story of rivals teaming up unexpectedly comes from Jesse Klein.
Until recently, Republican John Perzel and Democrat Bill DeWeese were rivals, both former speakers of the Pennsylvania State House and sworn partisan enemies who stood on the opposite side of most issues. However, their antagonism fell by the wayside when they became close friends in, you guessed it, jail. Both men found themselves incarcerated at a Camp Hill state prison after being convicted of separate, unrelated corruption charges. The two decided to bunk together and pretty soon became BFFs. It's like one long sleepover party for the new besties, who've reportedly been bonding over everything from inedible lunch meat to ill-fitting jumpsuits. Some sources say they've even been seen spotting each other in the exercise yard. Sure, they're only lifting 5-pound weights, but they're just new. They'll improve. They're like a real-life odd couple, except in this case they're not bachelors, just thieves who stole from the people who elected them.
Two bitter rivals become friends in jail after both being arrested for corruption. Your last story of reaching across the aisle comes from Tom Beaudet.
Boston City Council member Rafe Segalen had had enough of the Environmental Committee chair and Boaz standing in the way of his grand designs. When Councilmember Boaz recently quashed his plan for a Big Dig shopping plaza, Segalen lost it. He sent her a shoebox of poop gathered from his yard and his helpful Bernese mountain dog, Paco. When Boaz opened the package, she lost it too and got mad, mad enough to turn the box over to the Boston Police Crime Lab for analysis. Results, 1, it was dog poop. 2, probably from a Bernese mountain dog. 3, the dog had a rare and severe form of canine anemia. Anemia, thought Boaz, the very disease her beloved Berner Paco died of 5 years earlier. If only we'd caught it sooner. It didn't take long scouring the Facebook pages of her political adversaries to find a picture of the smiling Councilman Segalen with his arms around the neck of a gorgeous Berner named, oh my God, Paco. Boaz called Segalin to give him hell, but she couldn't stay mad and found herself blurting out the news about the anemia and imploring Segalin to drop everything and get Paco to a vet. Now, 6 months later, you see a Suburban and a Prius parked side by side in the City Hall parking lot with matching Burner On Board stickers in the back windows. Boaz and Segalin have teamed up and are the unstoppable force behind the new $60 million Boston Common Dog Park and free animal health clinic breaking ground next spring.
Two rivals bond over their Burmese mountain dogs in a helpful discovery. So, let us review your choices.
Okay.
From Charlie Pierce, two rivals finding out they're actually twins separated at birth. Jesse Klein, two bitter political enemies bonding while in prison on separate corruption charges. Or from Tom Baudet, how a message of dog poop became a symbol of friendship. Which of these is the real story of political rivals coming together?
Yeah, I'm a twin, so I would like for the first one to be the real one, but I think I've actually read about this, and I'm going to go with Jesse's story.
You're going to go with Jesse's story of the two Pennsylvania politicians who bonded in prison. All right. Well, we spoke to someone familiar with the real story.
The processing prison in Pennsylvania not only has two former House speakers in the prison, but they are cellmates.
There you are. That was Pete DeCourcy. He's the bureau chief of Capital Wire, telling us about the Pennsylvania politicians. Congratulations, you got it right. Jesse was telling the truth. You have won our prize. Excellent. Carl's voice in your voicemail. Congratulations. Well done. Thank you so much for playing.
Oh, thank you, Peter.
You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you